Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the coast and the Yukon because it's Coffee at KYUK and I'm Grady, and guess what? I'm excited to be here. I'm excited today because today, first of all, hold on a second. Hold on. In case Jeremy Lee's listening, he's not in the studio today, and I'm gonna put it out there. He told me he'd be here today to give us some music stylings, and this is me throwing out the gauntlet to any musician who'd like to come in on a Friday and perform for Coffee at KYUK and the listeners. Just get in touch with me by contacting me, coffee@kyuk.org or Grady at kyuk.org, and get in on the Friday music scene right here, right now. I don't got anybody here, but I do have an exciting show still planned for you because we're going to introduce our brand new member of the KYUK team, and his name, and you know I'm bad with names, but I'm sure I got this one right because it's an easy one. Greg Kim. I have it right, right?
Yeah.
You know, when there's only four letters and three letters, my Q can handle it.
Yeah.
So thank you for that, or I should thank your parents, right?
Yeah. It was well, actually, you don't have to thank my parents because I actually picked my own first name.
Uh-oh.
Which is an interesting story right there.
Well, there you go. Let's start. Let's lead with that,
yeah.
Greg. How'd you pick your first name?
Well, so I was born in Korea, and I was given the name Chinung, which is a Korean name. And then I moved to the United States when I was four. And when my parents came with me, they were like, kids aren't going to be able to pronounce this name. So what they did was they printed out a sheet of American boy names, and they gave me a pen. And I just circled one. Like, they didn't even, like, read out the names for me so I could hear them, like, phonetically at least. No, they're like, just circle a group of letters, and that's your name now forever.
Oh, my, oh, my. Now, this is when you're 4 years old.
Yeah.
This is a great story. Now, you obviously, I mean, do you remember this?
Yeah.
Do you remember the decision?
It was like the third name on the list. Like, there was not very much thought process involved.
Do you remember any of the alternatives?
No, because I didn't feel any of them. They were literally a group of circles and lines.
Okay, let's step back and tell people who you actually are. You're Greg Kim, but who are you to us? We're gonna have you here at KYUK. What are you gonna do for us?
Yeah, I'm the newest news reporter, and I'm gonna be primarily covering city council and all municipal related events.
And you just did an article about a story on the visit from the American Ninja Warrior. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That was a really fun story. Right now, I've been getting ramped up writing some feel good stories. But, yeah, that was a really fun one. I really enjoyed it.
And you came to us from where?
I'm coming from Seattle, Washington.
And I know this already. You used to work for Amazon.
That's right.
Now, what did you do for Amazon?
I was a software engineer.
What a software engineer?
Yeah.
How do you go software engineer to journalism? Is this approaching a passion? Is that what it is? You're approaching a passion?
Yeah, you could say that. I did journalism back in high school, and I told Anna Rose that when she asked if I had any experience, and she just kind of stared at me with this blank face.
Well, very cool.
Fair.
Well, I'll be watching as your journalism career develops here at KYUK.
Oh, yeah.
And we've spoken before. I've got a track that you like. It's Better Man by Leon Bridges. That's going to buy us some time. We're going to come back and touch base more with you, Greg Kim, our newest reporter here at KYUK. But first, here is Leon Bridges with Better Man. It is a track selected personally by Greg Kim. Here it is.
I don't want much. I just want to be a better man to my baby. I was hanging with them Jezebels under perfume sheets. Got a golden smile, heart overflowing with kindness and love. But it wasn't enough. What can I do? What can I do to get back to your heart?
Again, that was Better Man by Leon Bridges, selected by our new KYUK staff reporter, or newsman, we'll call you. Yeah. Greg, oh, I don't have you on. Greg Kim. Greg, what brought you, what made you think about South, yeah, we're in Southwest. West Alaska.
There you go.
What made you think about Southwest Alaska? Because it was kind of random for me. I'm wondering what gets people here.
Yeah, it was a little bit less random for me. My girlfriend, Allie, had moved here about 8 months ago, and I had visited twice before. And on one of those visits, I actually met Grady at this bonfire. It was crazy. It was like my first Bethel experience. It was this bonfire in someone's backyard. It was huge, and the people were just throwing pallets on it, having a great time.
It felt like a backyard, but it was actually out at the sand pits.
Just
accessed it through that way. But that's cool. You know, many people actually have had the opportunity to run across Allie. What's her last name, and what does she do?
Her name's Allie Everhart, and she works as an environmental health officer at YK.
Yeah, and I we had the opportunity to meet many times because she's active in the community.
Yeah.
So really cool to know both of you guys and to have you guys part of the team. Well, have you part of the team here, but have you guys both part of the larger community that we have here in Bethel.
Yeah.
Such a cool thing. So are you excited about things that you might be covering, or are you a municipal beat reporter who's dying to get at it, or is this just like, you know, you got into journalism and now you're assigned to the municipal stuff, or is there something you're going to
pursue? Yeah, definitely. I'm super excited. I think there's a lot of interesting issues and things that we're trying to make better in this town, given roads, water, things like that. And I'm super interested to see how that, progresses. And I think there's also a lot of happy stories here that I want to cover as well, as evidenced by the American Ninja Warriors.
Well,
story.
I hope you don't scoop me on all the on all the magazine type stuff, because I like that kind of thing. But that's cool. Someone's going to approach those stories professionally and not just the slap happy way that I do. Let me ask you this. So you've come out this way, and you know that we have a lot of different subsistence activities in the area. Are there any particular of those activities that you know that are done here that you're looking forward to experiencing?
Definitely. I'm definitely going to be participating in hunting and fishing, and I want to, get the full Alaska experience.
Yeah. Any hunting in your past?
Nope, not.
So you're like a newbie novice hunter. Hear that, Shane? He's a novice hunter. I am too, but he has interest and wants to go out there. And don't harm me, folks, for telling you that. I'm not of the woods. I grew up in Texas, and I was an anomaly. I was that odd kid who didn't like guns.
Yeah.
But I digress. Greg, we're going to tell people right now about that concert, because I'm going to treat you to visit the Rice Brothers when they come into town next week. And because I have the ear of the folks and I like to talk about entertainment at this time of day, I want to remind people that on Tuesday, I hope I have the day right, on Tuesday there is a cello and pianist duet. This is the Brothers Rice. They will be performing for us. selections from Chopin and ragtime selections, and it's going to be a great treat. If you'd like to find out more about that, you should contact Renee at the Cultural Center. You can contact her by dialing 543-4538. And, of course, you can get tickets the day of the event. That's Tuesday, and the event starts at 6:30. Our doors open at 6:30, and the event starts at 7, right here at the Cultural Center in Bethel. All right. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy us another few moments because I want to show people a song I like. The system just threw it in there for me, and it just happens to be my favorite song on the planet, I think. It's The Joker by the Steve Miller Band. Here we go.
Of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. My music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I give my love and all.
Middle Band with The Joker. You know, I just want to remind people to file trip reports if they're traveling this weekend. Don't travel inebriated. And it goes without saying that the river is not a place to travel right now. If you're in the places where there's open water and river boat travel, if possible, please wear your PFD. And as I mentioned already, file your trip report so people know where you're going, when you're coming back, and can miss you if you're not there when you're expected. We're sitting with Greg Kim. Greg Kim's the latest addition to the team here at KYUK. And I like him better than the automation system, which came the same time he did. But I like that, too. We were just chit-chatting here, and you might have been with us and heard he mentioned he came down to Bethel in October. And I was wondering, is it the bonfire activities and that kind of camaraderie that sold you on Bethel, Mr. Kim?
Yeah, it was really close, but it took one more visit for me to Bethel to really sell me on it.
And what was that?
And that was back in January during K300. I was originally scheduled to go run a 50-kilometer ultra marathon with my girlfriend, Allie. And the reason I was signed up for that in the first place, well, I'm, like, not that big of a runner.
Okay, good.
But she's a really big runner.
I was going to ask.
Yeah, no, I have never run that distance before. Like, not even close.
What's the longest distance you've run competitively?
Maybe, like, not I have never run competitively. I've run, like, 15 miles, like, on my own. Like, that was, like, one time.
Okay, so you're scheduled for that race, but?
We canceled that because, even though I'd bought tickets for it, because Allie was like, oh, I forgot, there's this, like, huge event here, like, the biggest event of the year in Bethel.
Now, at that point, were you like, no, but we already got this thing,
No, I was like, oh my god, what a great bailout. Like, I was so unprepared for this 50-kilometer ultra marathon.
Tell me.
And she was like, oh, we gotta go to this dog sled race. I was like, oh, no.
I have 2 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So you went to K300. You came to K300.
It sold you. I came to K300, and, man, that was an incredible event. I was stationed up in Kalskag with Will Peterson, a former KYUK employee, and we were just chumming it up, and that's how I got my introduction to KYUK. And then after the K300 event, I went to the banquet, and it was just such a community feel, and I just love the energy here and how close the people were, and that's what really sold me to come.
Spectacular. Well, that's a great set of stories. I had no idea. I knew that I was going to enjoy hanging out with you, talking to you, and even talking to you here on the show, but I had no idea we'd have this much fun during this time right now. Surprises that you held out on me. I didn't know about the marathon story. Oh my goodness, this is spectacular. Well, I look forward to your term of service here, and I enjoy our time together and those stories so far. If you'd like to be a guest yourself here on Coffee at KYUK, I'm open to all members of the community. Send me an email, Grady@KYUK.org or Coffee@KYUK.org. Say goodbye to the folks in Allie.
Bye-bye.
And shout out to Allie one more time.
Shout out to Allie.
All right. And that's my story. I'm sticking to it. It only leaves one more thing left for me to say to you, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.